Well, today we're visiting with some of the top students, senior class members of 2019 at Cam High School. And first we're talking with?
Cody Cambage. I'm from Anita. I'm 18, and I'm ready to graduate. I've been waiting 12 years, and the time's soon.
Time to move on.
Yep.
Introduce us to your family.
So my dad is Colin Cambage. He owns Black Sheep Garage. And my stepmom is Melinda Brahms. But I live with my aunt and uncle, Molly and Quinn Denny. So I'm still in Anita.
Okay.
And I've been here for about 10 years now.
Okay. See? Big family.
Yeah.
Get to spend a lot of time with family. Well, let's talk about classes. What did you enjoy?
Any of the history classes in general. Okay. I've always loved history. I kind of was forced into it because my grandpa was a history teacher. So I had to like history. And math, on the other hand, I don't like. So, yeah.
Okay, stay away from those.
Yep.
What about teachers? Are there any teachers that you feel have really helped you out along the way?
They all have. It's really just who you ask for more help. That's how you get more help from. So the math teachers helped me a lot because I asked them a lot of questions.
Okay, that's a natural there. What about extracurricular activities, both in and out of school? What else has kept you busy?
So I did the teen club at the library. I was president of that until sophomore year. And then this year I tried out vocal and speech because I figured it's my last year. I might as well try it. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoyed that. And other than that, I just kind of work and sleep.
Okay. Keep busy in one way or another.
Yep.
What will the future be like for you this fall? Where will you go?
So going back to history, I'm going to Northwest Missouri State for a history major, and I'm hoping to use that for archaeology or museum stuff.
Okay.
And Indiana Jones definitely got me into archaeology, so that's what I've always been hoping to do.
Okay, so you kind of have a career path laid out a little bit there.
Yep.
Well, down the road then, give those eighth graders some advice. Now that you've been through high school and seen and done it all, what do you want to tell them?
Have as much fun as possible, just don't get caught.
Okay, very good. Cody, thank you very much. All right, next we have?
Madison Mills.
Okay, Madison, introduce us to your family.
My parents are Howard and Tiffany Mills, and I live in Messina.
Okay, tell me about classwork. What'd you enjoy?
I really enjoy my ag classes. They're definitely my favorite.
Okay. What about teachers? Any favorites?
I would definitely have to say Mr. and Mrs. Wollum and Mr. and Mrs. Miller are my favorites.
Why?
I don't know. I just really connect with them. They're really fun to be around and talk to. So.
What about extracurricular activities?
I'm involved in vocal, 4-H, and FFA.
Okay. Do you have a favorite?
Definitely 4-H and FFA are my favorites.
Why?
Because I get to go show livestock over the summer. That's my favorite thing to do.
Okay. So you're a farm kid then at heart?
Yeah.
Farm kid in every way, huh?
Yes.
Talk a little bit about your future then. Where will you be here this fall?
I'm attending Northwest Missouri State to major in business, pre-vet medicine, and right now that's all it's going to go as.
Okay, so we can set up a carpool here then,
yeah.
Right out of the gate. Very good. Why Northwest?
They've got a really good pre-vet program. It'll get me started to what I really want to do and be able to transfer to Iowa State later on.
Okay, very good. Do you have anything, thinking back over your high school years, any accomplishments that you'll look back on that you're most proud of?
Definitely don't be afraid to try anything new. I definitely regret that. I'm someone that does not like to try new things, and that's what I would say is definitely don't be afraid to put yourself out there.
Okay, that's your advice for eighth graders then, so
yeah.
Just make sure you try as much as you can. All right, well, very good. Good luck to you.
Thanks.
All right, and next we have?
Preston Murphy.
Okay, Preston, tell me about your family.
My mom is Brenda Murphy, and my dad is Tommy Murphy, and my mom's from Maryville, and my dad lives here in Anita.
Okay, any brothers or sisters?
Yes, my youngest brother is in sixth grade, and he's Hunter Murphy, and you got Kevin Murphy that's a freshman.
Okay, so you give them some pretty good advice?
Yeah, for the most part.
They listen?
No.
Not so much? Okay. What about classes? What did you enjoy?
I enjoyed PE.
Okay. PE, lunch, and recess when we were young, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, what about teachers? Any teachers that, like, say, for example, 10 years from now, you might be at a class reunion talking with some buddies. and reminiscing about some teachers that you remember fondly. Who will you talk about?
Probably Mr. Woolen. He's been really good to me, and like he's been our coach for football, and that really helped.
Yeah. Why Mr. Woolen? Does he do something a little bit differently that some of the other teachers maybe you don't think get there like with that?
He's been there for like when I've been down and like times, so he's just like a family to me.
Okay. Very good. Well, what about extracurricular activities? What has kept you busy?
I did football, baseball 1 year, and track, and that's it.
Okay. Do you have a favorite?
Football.
Okay. What about memories for you? You have anything, any accomplishments that you think you're going to be most proud of when you think back on your high school years?
Maybe just having fun and enjoying the little things, because you're going to really miss that.
Okay. Like what? What'd you enjoy the most?
Probably my junior year was a lot of fun because, like, everybody hung out. We had fun. And the senior, like, it's kind of more relaxed and calm. And now, like, we're just trying to figure out what we want to do.
Yeah. The pressure's on now, right? Where are you going to be this fall, then?
I'm thinking about maybe going into the National Guard, but I'm not for sure yet.
Okay. Is that something you've been thinking about for a long time?
Maybe for the past, like, 3 months. I've been thinking about it a lot.
Okay. Why? What brought that up?
I'm not really for sure what I want to go into yet, so that's like my only decision right now.
Okay. Well, chance to maybe make some money for college, too, if that's a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Give those eighth graders some advice. What do you want them to know before they get started with high school?
What I did when I was an eighth grader, I always talked to, like, the seniors, because always the seniors know what's going to happen and what's going on, and they will really help you. So I would talk to the seniors coming up.
Okay. Yeah, most freshmen are afraid to talk to seniors.
Yeah, I kind of was too, but then I grew into it.
You grew out of it. All right. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, next we have?
Tegan Sothman.
Okay. Tegan, introduce us to your family.
My parents are Rod and Melina Sothman, and my sister is Tierney Sothman, and my brother is Malachi Calhoun.
Okay. Which one's your favorite?
All of them.
Okay, good answer. give me some notes on your schoolwork. What classes did you enjoy?
I really enjoyed like the business aspect of the classes and the math, sort of, and they kind of intertwine.
Okay. Is that always kind of come easy for you then?
Yeah, it's one of my strong suits in school.
Okay, very good. What about teachers? Who were some of your favorites?
Mrs. Miller is probably my favorite because, I don't know, we've always had this connection and we've always gone to each other. We used to have like, the best small talk, and she's always helped me all throughout my high school career. So.
Yeah, well, maybe you don't have anything to compare it with, but have you liked kind of the small school atmosphere here?
Yeah, it's definitely, I think it's better than the big schools because it's more personal connections with your teachers and you really know everyone in the school, so you can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, who says there are no opportunities in small schools, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Talk about extracurricular activities. What else has kept you busy?
Well, this year I did football, basketball, golf, FFA, and 4-H.
Okay. Any favorites?
Probably basketball.
Okay, very good. What about down the road for you? Where will you be here in the fall?
I'm attending Iowa State for business.
Okay. Why Iowa State?
Well, my sister went there, so it's kind of just a family thing, and it's our favorite school, and I don't know. It's a good business program.
Okay. Very good. What do you want to do with that? Do you know? Do you have a kind of a career path at all laid out?
I'm not really sure yet. I'll say that later.
Okay. Still got some time. Give those eighth graders some advice. What do you think they need to know before they get started here in high school?
Definitely focus on academics first before anything else or any activities because that's the most important part of high school.
All right. Very good. Well, Tegan, thank you so much. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. And next we have?
Haley Giegerich.
Okay. Introduce me to your family.
My dad is Dominic Giegerich. He's the principal here at CAM, and my mom's Valerie Giegerich.
Okay. Does life being the principal's daughter, does that make life easier or does that make life a little tougher?
Easier sometimes. Not really hard because he's mostly busy, so we don't really see each other during the day.
Okay. You ever got in detention?
Nope.
Okay. So, see, there's a positive there. All right. Well, let's talk about classwork. What'd you enjoy?
I like doing most of the creative classes, like vocal, art, band.
Okay. What about teachers? Any favorites?
I liked a teacher who retired a couple years ago, Cindy Nichols, and now I think I like Miss Marine, the new Spanish teacher.
Okay. Are there certain characteristics that you find that draw you to certain teachers?
Friendliness and like being able to joke in a classroom, still have fun during assignments.
Okay. What about extracurricular activities for you? What else have you been involved in?
I've been in golf, speech, cheerleading, dance team, and I think that's it.
Okay. Do you have a favorite?
I think dance team's my favorite.
Okay, very good. Well, what about the future for you? Where will you be this fall?
I will be attending UNI this fall to study textiles and apparel.
Okay. Why did you choose Northern Iowa?
It's more small, and I really like the campus. That was all kind of close together. I know a few people up there, so sure. I'll help.
So do you have a career path picked out where you want to use that line of study?
Kind of. I know I either want to design clothing or work like kind of business entrepreneur and sell clothes maybe.
Okay, very good. Any accomplishments for you during your high school years that you're going to think back on that you're really proud of?
Either like the vocal competitions that we've done, or I've gone to cheer and dance competitions, and those are really fun.
Sure, good times. You like to have accomplishments with other people, like kind of in a team atmosphere?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of fun to do that. Give those eighth graders some advice.
Don't try to worry about like finding what you want to do so early on. Like there's so many things you can do in school.
Okay, very good. So keep your options open.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, very good. That's been Haley, Tegan, Preston, Cody, and Madison, and they are part of the class of 2019 here at CAM Schools.